Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And this particular session, which was a panel session entitled There Are No Magic Beans, the panelists talked about some cost-effective campaigns that they've implemented over the years and how they actually had a huge return. So check out these pretty cool campaigns actually that were very, very minimal in cost. So check it out.
One of the other things the credit unions are always very good at doing is being resourceful, trying to do a lot with a little bit. So starting with Nikki, we want to talk a little bit about some things that we've tried, an initiative, a program that was a low cost but a high impact. I guess a nicer way to put it is something you did on a shoestring budget that worked. So Nikki, why don't we start with you?
I feel like I'm a great champion to start this program or this question. One of the cheapest, easiest things I did that had that pretty much the highest impact was just during the 2020 election. It so happened to be that we could cast early votes, and I was one of the first people in line at the county courthouse. And while I'm standing there waiting, I look down, and the voter registration attendant had a hodgepodge of pens. None of them were my pen from Explorers Credit Union. And so I happened to ask her, after watching her the process with COVID, wiping down the pens and putting them away, it was tedious. I asked her, I was like, would you like some pens? And she's like, oh my God, that would be great. So I cast my vote, went back to the office, grabbed two huge boxes of pens and delivered them. And our frontline staff heard from everybody, and we got comments and thank you cards of everybody that voted used an Explorers Credit Union pen. That was one of the cheapest forms of advertising I think I came up with. Another recent small tactic we did is during our name change, we knew that the new name was coming, and the local community has this huge festival called Riverboat Days. And if you guys haven't been, I invite you all to come. It's a great festival. Each year they have a theme, and we thought we'd have some fun with the last big blowout of our old name. And the theme was Magic on the Missouri. And we thought we'd create a little of our own everyday magic, and kind of hooked up along the trend of unicorns, and created a program to where we could give back to the community. You ever go to a restaurant and get one of these little guys sitting at your drink table? We decided to launch the Credit Unicorn program and put all of these drink coasters at four local family establishments. Each time a coaster came back to the credit union, came back home, we donated $5 to our local United Way. And we can say it was a huge, huge success. We had members and communities calling us for our credit union swag. We had geotagging in place and Snapchat filters that were used. We had tremendous results. A lot of this was done for under $5,000. So I think having a little fun and playing on some things, showing that credit unions we're different. We're about the people. We have our pulse on the people, and we can have some fun.
Excellent, Nikki. Thank you.
Yeah.
Howard.
Well, we certainly like to have fun because we're a marketing department, right? There's no question about that.
Yeah.
I want to speak in two ways here. First is to the messaging that we send out. I've got two on my team, and they are under the age of 30. And I'll tell you, if there's a better barometer of what we should do, just ask two people under the age of 30, and they're very, very specific. And I think it's been a great exercise for me, who has been in the business of marketing for many more years, specifically with this credit union. We've adapted our messaging, and here's how. And pardon me for using some alliteration here, but I think it's very, very, very simple. Our messaging is clean, clear, and concise. Clean, clear, and concise across all the different channels. Secondly, right, real, and relevant. We make sure that in all the channels, we look and are in Maine. That's where we are. People have to look like they're in Maine, and everything about it. So we tried, I think, with those six words: clean, clear, concise, right, real, and relevant across all channels. Our messaging is successful. Now, specifically with regards to what has worked, as an advice to all of you, here's what one that's worked tremendously well and is not expensive. About 3 years ago, we decided we wanted to embark on a community partnership initiative. And this is not sponsorship. I use the word partnership very specifically because we selected over time, we now have 10 of these partnerships. We work with them, they with us. Most of them are nonprofit, four are not. But the point is, we work very carefully. We come up with initiatives, we come up with projects, we come up with messaging. And I can tell you that for the money that we put in as a financial, again, I hesitate to use the words sponsorship, but as the financier of a lot of these projects, the money we put in is a few thousand, and what we get out of it is tremendous in terms of engagement, because if you can imagine, we are riding their social rails and they are riding us. If you put those two together, you get 2 + 2 = 6, meaning their constituency, our constituencies, their communities, our communities, and the messaging is so much more important. And even better, has been to put one partner with another partner or more with us. Now you have 2 + 2 + 2 = 10. If you're following me in terms of the aggregate value of working with these different communities and constituencies in the social media environment, the engagement has been absolutely extraordinary. And I go back to what I said in the first question. The engagement is somewhat of a derivative of awareness, and awareness gives us their brains, and from that we eventually do business, we hope. But most importantly, it's been a wonderful method of engagement, so I highly recommend that to everybody. But keep it clean and keep it concise.
Excellent, Howard. Thank you. So, Deidre, tell us a little bit about Michigan State and how you've been able to do something with a low resource, high impact.
Yeah, so one of the favorite things that we do, and we actually learned this from another credit union, so I'm so happy to have the opportunity to share it with more credit unions, is something called Every Door Direct Mail. And this is a program through the United States Postal Service. And it's in a way, I feel like it's subsidized by the Postal Service because it is so incredibly affordable. Now, what it is, as it sounds, it's direct mail, and it's delivered literally to every single door that's within a mail carrier route. And so normally there's a limit of about 5,000 addresses that you can send it to per campaign. And you're not able to maybe take out anyone who is a member. So you have to be a little bit careful or creative with your messaging so that any of your members who might receive this don't think like, oh, don't they know I'm already a member? And so just kind of keep that in mind when you're creating it. But we have used it as we've entered new markets. Also, if we have opened a new branch in an existing market, to really get the word out. And so we use it then to talk about or to gain new accounts, to grow deposits, and of course loans. And it's been really effective, and especially when you measure the cost of it versus the cost, or the gains that you see as a result. So that's one thing that I would definitely recommend. There are only certain printers that are approved to use that. So a starting point would just be to, you could Google EDDM USPS, and they'll be taken right to the page, and then you can put in your zip code where you are, and then it will show you the different printers that are approved. And it's really great to work with one of those because they know all the different specs, they know the rules, the regulations, and so forth, and can make sure that you're doing everything correctly. So again, I can't recommend it highly enough, and I'm so grateful to our credit union friends who had shared it with me also. And then something else, Nikki had pointed out in regards to being really relevant and topical and timely with the pens that they provided, was during the pandemic, pandemic, and especially in the early months when we were seeing here in Michigan, and I know, of course, it was nationwide, but we had, I think, a little bit more of a strict shutdown than a lot of other parts of the country. And so, so many of our local businesses were suffering. So we introduced an what we called was MSU FCU Eats Local campaign. And we encourage either buy gift cards or area order carryouts. And so what people did then was take a photo of themselves with the the bag, the pizza box, whatever it was, and post it to our social media with the hashtag MSUFCUEatsLocal. And then every day for 3 weeks, we awarded one winner with 2 gift cards, so a $25 gift card to a local business for themselves, and then one to pay it forward with. So again, we were helping to build that community, even though everyone was really distanced at the time. And it was so successful in regards to the number of people that we had engaging with the posts, and we heard from businesses that, you know, we were helping share about that they were seeing an increase. And then, of course, those gift cards that we gave out, we purchased from local businesses. And so it was so successful that then we did it again, basically, in, I think it was in June, and we had a focus on Black-owned and LGBTQIA+-owned, not only restaurants, but businesses as well. And so it was really impactful in our community to help lift those various businesses up and also make a connection with our members, and then let them make a connection with other people as they shared the $25 gift card forward.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference on CU Broadcast, sponsored by our fine friends at CUNA Mutual Group.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
And CUNA Mutual Group.